hearts burn for Him? Are you hungry for Him? Are you thirsty for Him? I cannot press in for you. You need to make a decision that tonight is my night, and I'm going to receive everything that God has for me. There is joy here. There is peace here. There is the love of God here. Just step over. Just step over. Ah, shabragadishi kiderebesepa. Oh, shabragadishi kides. Stop worrying about what you have this week. Stop worrying about what's coming up. Stop worrying about what the person next to you is thinking. Get out of your head. You can't receive the things that God has for you tonight with your head. There's a story I heard about an Indian chief, and he heard this cowboy preacher that came to town, and the cowboy preacher was preaching about the Holy Ghost, and the Indian chief came up to him at the end of the week of meetings, and he said, "Me no want little Holy Ghost. Me no want little Holy Ghost. Me want big Holy Ghost. But you need to hunger, and you need to thirst for it. Do you want the little Holy Ghost? Do you want a little bit of Shababa on a Sunday night? Or do you want it to be real on the inside of you? Tonight's a night to make a decision. You have to say, I'm not going back. Because He loves you. And He paid an incredible price to be one with you. You know, the Bible says that if you deny Him before men, He'll deny you in front of the Father. Tonight's a night to make a decision that there's no going back. And I will not be the same. And when I leave this place, I will not be the same. And then when I come back on Wednesday and Sunday, my fire has not gone out. Tonight is a decision. So, Father, I thank You for tonight. I thank You for the opportunity to minister Your word. I thank You that tonight lives would be changed and healed and set free and delivered, that people would leave here. And they would never be the same again, that there would even be an eternal marking on them, a firebrand. The firebrand of heaven would be marked on their hearts tonight, and that they would never, ever be the same. And if that's your prayer tonight, say amen. Amen. Pastor Tim made a joke this morning that he stole my sermon, and he did. He did. We discussed this morning what we were both preaching on today, and it was literally scripture by scripture verbatim of what I was going to preach tonight. And I believe the only reason that the Lord did that, because I know we both hear from the Holy Ghost, is because somebody needs to hear it. So I'm going to preach a very similar message, but there's going to be something different for you. There's going to be something different for you. If you open your heart and receive all that God has for you tonight, you'll receive more. Every time you open the Word, every time you read the Word, there should be revelation taking place on the Word. So, Lord, I thank You for Your Word, and as it goes forth tonight, that it would produce a fire shut up in their bones. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Before I even go into this message, there was something that I felt to share
In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 13, it says, "For if we are beside ourselves," or some translations would say, "out of our mind," or "it seems we are crazy," "it is for God. And if we are in our right mind, it is for you." The religious people of that day literally thought Paul and the people that traveled with Paul were absolutely mentally ill because of what they were willing to go through for Jesus. And I look at the modern church today and I say, where are the people that are just crazy and just on fire for God and don't have a single care in this world about what people think for them? Why, as the American church, are people not telling us, "You look like you're out of your mind"? Because they should see something different. And that comes from these Pentecost Holy Ghost experiences. Like Paul in Acts 9, verse 4 and 5, or we'll start at verse 1. Acts 9, verse 1. "Then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' And he said, 'Who are you, Lord?' I heard somebody say once that some of the hungriest people for God are some of the people that are persecuting him the most, because they're searching and they don't know what they're looking for. So when Jesus, this is Jesus, says, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" Well, he knew who was talking to him. He knew this is what it's coming down to. Then the Lord said, "I am Jesus who you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. So he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" And then the Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the city, and you'll be told what you must do." And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. Saul could recognize the voice of Jesus. If someone who is persecuting and murdering Christians can recognize the voice of God, we should be able to. There's no reason as Christians we should not be able to hear the voice of God. This is an experience, that Pentecost experience, that you can't deny. When the Lord touches you, when he sets you on fire, when he sets you ablaze, you're not going to be able to deny that it was God. In Acts 10, 44 through 48, "While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, 'Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized and have who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?'" So, for people that say tongues is not for today, I tell you that they were being baptized in the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues. And that language gets you close with God. That language gets you in tune with God. And if you don't have that, you need to get it tonight. And you will get it tonight, because the Bible says that Jesus is the baptizer of the Holy Ghost and fire. And it doesn't say if he wants to. He is the baptizer of the Holy Ghost and fire. And if you need that tonight, you're going to get it. You might get it just while I'm preaching. You don't need to come up here at the end. Acts 4, 29. Acts 4, 29 through 31. "Now, Lord, look at their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness that they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the whole place where they were shaken, where they were assembled together, was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. I'm just trying to bring, you know, enlighten you to what is available to us as believers. If it happened in this book of Acts, then guess what? It can happen for us. There should be no doubt in our minds that the same God that touched these men and women in the book of Acts cannot come here and touch you tonight. And that's what I'm trying to get you to understand. Acts 2, 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You know, you can't argue that there's not a separate baptism in the Holy Ghost, because the disciples, Jesus had breathed on them to receive the Holy Ghost prior to this moment. So when you are saved, you do receive the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. But this is a baptism in the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been. They were all baptized here, and they spoke with tongues. If you have not been baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire, you need to get that tonight. It gives you the ability to live a life on fire for God, where no persecution, nothing anybody says bothers you or scars you or hurts you. Jesus wants this for you. He loves you so much that he gave you the opportunity to have a language. But it's not just a language, but he gave you the opportunity to have a language to be able to communicate directly with God. Where when you don't know what to pray and you're on your floor and you're crying out to God because you have nothing to say, you, Father, I thank you. And words will come forth. This is a, dare I say, this is life or death as a believer. This will carry you through persecution. This will carry you through the hard times. This will carry you when things get crazy. And right now the American church is not seeing things getting crazy. But God forbid it happens here. It gives you the ability. Somebody comes in here and they want to take me out because I'm preaching the word and I'm preaching healing and signs and wonders. Make my day. I know where I'm going. That's the boldness that it gives you. That's the boldness where it gives you the ability to say, you don't bother me and the things of this world. You're set free from these things. And that's where I'm jumping in to you need to jump in to that river. You need to step in to the river of God. There is a river that makes glad the city of God. Now, are you going to jump in ankle deep? Are you just going to get your feet wet? Is that where you're going to stay? Or are you going to jump all the way in and say, I don't care what I look like. I don't care who sees me. I don't care who makes fun of me. I don't care what they say. I'm going in, and I'm going to go with the current, and I'm going to go with the flow. Because when you jump that deep into the river and the current's that strong, you can't fight it. It just takes you. Let God take you where he wants to take you. Cannonball, yes. You know, one area, let's go to Ezekiel 47. From this morning. And I'm gonna start at verse 9. There was a couple things Pastor Tim pointed out this morning that I want to reiterate. Verse 9, and it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the rivers go will live. You have the ability to be planted in the river. You have the ability to anywhere you go, it brings life. Anywhere you go, it brings abundance. in verse 10. It shall be that fishermen will stand by it from En Gedi to En Eglaim. They will be places for spreading their nets. Their fish will be of the same kinds as the same as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. I caught that, exceedingly many. Anywhere where the river flows, anyone that's in the river, there's an abundance. And there's an exceedingly many of provision. This fish was for food. The leaves were for their healing. The fruit that was from the trees was for their food. Anywhere you step into the river, there is an abundance. There is no lack. There is no person that jumps into the river and says, I'm going all in, and God does not provide for them. The Bible says, who goes to war at his own expense? A soldier doesn't put on his gear and he has to buy his uniform. He has to buy his gun. He has to buy his bag with all of his equipment. He doesn't buy that. The military that he works for provides it to him. No soldier goes to war at his own expense. There's people that jump into the river. And there's people that I see like you two. I mean, the abundance to be able to raises and job increases and just to see what the Lord's done in you. And Pastor Joe, just to see everyone in here is increasing. Everyone in here is increasing in every way. And if you're not, I dare I say, you may need to jump a little further into the river. You may need to get a little deeper. Don't be like the swamps. There's no healing, and they're given to Saul. Along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month, because their water flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for medicine. Their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month. A believer that is in the river, that has jumped completely into the river, and that is on fire for God, will bear fruit in every area of their life. And that's not just finances. They will see souls. They will see people being baptized in the Holy Ghost. They'll lay hands on the sick, and they'll watch them recover with your own two eyes. A believer that jumps in will bear fruit in every area of their life. I used to be a Christian that would just go to church on Sundays. That would, you know, I watched a video, and as silly as it was, the guy, he was enacting as if he was talking to Paul one day when he's in heaven. And he says, Paul, like the Apostle Paul, that's you? He says, yeah, yeah. Like the one that got stoned and shipwrecked and beaten and yeah, yeah, that's me. And he goes, oh, well, I'm Isaiah. And it's just a random guy. And he goes, well, what did you do for God? He goes, well, I went to church on Sunday. But like, what did you do? Well, I went to a Bible study. What are you doing for God? This isn't condemnation. This is me trying to encourage you that every area of your life should be winning souls. There should be people at your work that see a difference in you. There should be people in the marketplace that you deal with that see a difference in you. One thing that encourages me with Pastor Tim is I know he has clients that will call him when something is going on in their life because they know he's a man that if they need prayer, that's who they're calling. They may not even believe in God, but if they want to pray in man praying for him, it's him because he knows how to pray. I know all through Bible school they were praying for us. There's a difference in people when you see they know how to pray, they know the word, and nothing can stop them. Nothing can stop them. You guys, being in high school, people should see a difference in you. People should be able to say, Travis, man, that guy's nuts. He's radical. That guy's nuts. I don't know what happened to him. 2 years ago, he was doing all the same stuff we're doing. What happened? What happened? Now he's going to church two times on Sunday, and he's doing... No, there is something different. You will get calls when somebody says, hey, I need prayer, or my mom died, my dad died, what, and you will be able to minister to these people. Who cares what other people say? Who cares? There was a high price paid so you could partake of this river. There is a high price. What was done on the cross was not something that should be taken lightly. John 7, 37 through 39. I told you the scriptures are basically equivalent to this morning. But the Lord still got something for you because you're here. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly, out of his innermost being, or out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. The Holy Spirit is our comforter, our standby, our help in time of trouble. He's Jehovah Jireh. God is Jehovah Jireh. He's El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. He's the God that brings joy in your life. When all circumstances look crazy, you just laugh. And it's very simple to laugh. If you don't know how to, just go, hee hee, ha ha, ho ho. That's a good start. It's very simple to laugh. He'll bring you that joy that bubbles up from the inside that you just, you don't care. You don't care. I remember it was 2 weeks before leaving Bible school. And I was catching for the healing school. And I made a decision when I walked into that room that day. Because you can receive impartation just from being in that room. And I made a decision that, you know what? Every person that I catch, every person that has been prayed for that I'm catching, I'm receiving what's been imparted to them. And when I tell you, by the third person I could no longer catch, I was done catching. The healing school pastor came and tackled me, and I could hardly stand. I don't know how else to, I mean, I he tackled me. And it hit me. And all I remember him saying was, "You'll do the same. Thank you so much. I can see now. Hallelujah. That is wonderful." If you're watching online and you can't tell what just happened, the lights came on. So praise the Lord. I just saw that. Praise the Lord. I saw the light. Anyway, so when you get that experience, it's something you'll never forget. When you experience the love of God, there was one night. I don't even think I was in Bible school yet. We went to be at the thing that they're doing in Florida called The Stand. And the pastor that was preaching that night just started saying, "He loves you. He loves you. He loves you." And you don't think you have that, like, a void in your heart, but then when you just realize, when you realize what he's done for you, he loves you. There's these moments in life that you have to experience. And when you experience them, you'll never be the same. In times where there's doubt or there's times when there's, am I doing the right thing? Am I hearing from the Lord? You'll come back to this moment. And it's so freeing, and you'll feel the same thing all over again. There's joy here for people tonight that need joy. There's love here for people tonight that need love. God's saying, He loves you. He loves you. There might be somebody here that just needs to hear that because you know what? Their parent never told them. Their parent never told them. So they have this image of God that He's some angry father. But no, He loves you. He loves you. He sent His one and only Son to die on a tree and get whipped and beaten. And there's nothing He wouldn't do for you. The Bible says that if the Father is in you and that you are one with the Father, ask whatever you will and it will be given to you. If you need something, if you need to just forgive yourself, whatever you need, it comes from the river of God. It comes from moments like this where you're in the anointing and you're in a corporate atmosphere of people that believe God with you and that are supporting you and that are cheering you on. There's freedom. There's areas of your life you may be bound, but there's freedom tonight. You don't need to hang on to this thing any longer.
Hallelujah.
I'm not done yet. Everybody, just close your eyes right now. Just close your eyes. Don't look at the people around you. And just right now, if you know how to pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost. If you can, if you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost. If you haven't, speak out how much you love Him, how much you're grateful for Him right now. She prakadeshe brokodos, pragandeshe pekedes, prokadabroshe kederebeshe pa, prokedeshe prokodos, prokadeshe prekedes. Hallelujah. Thank you for the joy. Thank you for the peace, for the love. Come on, come on. This is a language communicating with the Father. Right now is your time to receive downloads from heaven. If you're watching online and you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, right now, be filled in Jesus' name. If you don't feel better after praying, if you don't feel better after communicating directly with God, then we got to keep pressing in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This gives you the power to win souls, to heal the sick, to cast out devils. This gives you the ability to do what Jesus did. He said, you'll do these things and greater.
You
know, I remember in January of 2021, my wife and I had been going through months of wanting to know what was real. We didn't know what was real. We didn't know what the Lord had for us. We didn't know if speaking in tongues was real. We didn't know if healing was for everybody. We didn't know all these things. So we searched and we searched and we searched. And finally, we went to a conference and we said, God, if this is real, we want to know. If this is real, you need to show us it's real. And if you ask that, if that's your cry, He will meet you. And He will show you the river that makes glad the city of God. He will show you joy. I didn't receive it in a service. It wasn't until we were back at the house that I looked at my wife and I said, I think I felt something, but I don't know. I don't know if that was joy. I don't know what it was. But I think I had it. And it was in that moment. It was in that moment. I was gone. I was on the floor. I was on the bed. I was laughing. I was crying. Laughing more. On the floor. Because when God touches you, you can't deny it. You can't. Even people that walk away from God after being filled with the Holy Ghost, there is always something on the inside of them that's going to tell them that they had it. They had this. And there's going to be a void that they lack for the rest of their life if they don't turn back to God. But you have to hunger and thirst for the things of God. You have to say, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty. And if you're going to fill anybody tonight, fill me. If you're going to touch anybody tonight, touch me. If you're going to change anybody's life tonight, change mine. If anybody's going to see breakthrough tonight, it's me. You have to decide, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty. Any man that is thirsty, come to me and let him drink, and out of his bellies will flow rivers of living water. But you have to step over. You have to drink the fullness of everything that he has for you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You need to let go of your ideas and your thoughts of what it should look like, and just let the Holy Ghost do what he wants to do. You might look a fool to people around you. You might look mentally ill, but you know what? I'll be mentally ill for God. You might look crazy, but you're going to look crazy for God. And one day when you stand before him, he's going to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, because you never back down. You never back down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you read the scripture, does it burn in your heart? Does it burn like the disciples said it burned? Does it feel like a fire shut up in your bones? Because it should. It should. Because that fire is the immeasurable presence of God. And it burns out the things of this world. It burns out the desires and the cares for this world and what the world has to offer. And it puts you in a position to receive all that God has for you. So if you're stuck in this place where you're not receiving all that God has for you, you know there's more. You know there's a void that needs to be filled. Let his Holy Ghost and fire burn this out of you. It's not a weird thing. Let him touch you. Let him burn it out. Let him set you free. Be in a position where you want big Holy Ghost. There's no room here for little Holy Ghost. There is room here for big Holy Ghost. There is room here for this building to be filled with big Holy Ghost people. There is room here for the Holy Ghost to move. I'm not going to stop a single thing he's going to do. Whatever he wants to do. If he tells me to shut up right now and he just touches everybody in their chairs, I'll shut up. I am simply just a vessel, and you should be too. You should be a vessel. in the areas that you, it might not be behind a pulpit, but you can be a vessel at work. You can be a vessel to the people around you where just you walking by them, they feel the presence of God. Even people that are total heathens, there's testimonies of it, that somebody just walking by them knew it was the tangible power of God on their life. Is that going to be you or is it going to be somebody else? It's going to be you. If you're willing to let it all go and stop caring what people think and stop caring what the world has to say about you and stop caring what your family says about you and that, you know, they think you're crazy. It's fine. It's fine. They'll think you're crazy. But just receive all that God has for you.
Acts 3.
I love what Pastor Tim said this morning, that when he was sitting in the airport, he read the whole book of Acts for 6 hours. And he decided that what happens in that book is also for today. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. And little did he know, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. These are mighty miracles. It wasn't just for Peter and John and Paul. It wasn't just for John G. Lake. It wasn't just for A.A. Allen or any of these people that had revival. But it's for us today. It's for us today to see signs, wonders, and miracles. But the only way we're going to do it is if we're in the river of God. And if we jump in and we're willing to lay hands. If you never lay hands on anybody, you'll never see anybody healed. I promise you that. If you never pray for somebody's healing, you'll never see somebody get healed. It's up to you to make the decision that I'm going to see people get healed. I'm going to be somebody in my generation that changes things. I'm going to be somebody that changes the religion and tradition that's been around this area for years. I'm not into religion and tradition. I'm into the Holy Ghost and into the river of God. And it's easy for you to be too. You hang around Pastor Tim long enough, you'll get in it. Right now, in this place, you can receive all that God has for you. You have to receive it in your spirit before you can see it manifested in your life. If you don't receive it on the inside, you'll never see it. You should be able to picture yourself laying hands on the sick. You should be able to picture yourself in Africa laying hands on the sick. You should be able to picture yourself in El Salvador laying hands on the sick, or in America right here on the streets we live in at the Food Lion parking lot laying hands on the sick. Because it gives us, the Holy Ghost gives us the ability to not have a care in the world what people think. To not be concerned one bit with the world and what the world has to offer. But you need to get hungry. You need to get thirsty. The Bible says that he who hungers and thirsts for righteousness shall be filled. Isaiah 55 verse 1 says, come, all you are thirsty. Come to the waters. Come and drink, buy and eat. Let's go there, Isaiah 55, 1. I want to make sure I get it right, because in my head I can't remember it word for word. Isaiah 55, verse 1. Isaiah 55, verse 1. Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Come to the waters. Come to the well. Come to the river. You who have no money, come buy and eat. Receive your spiritual food. Receive that which can only be taken from the inside. You don't need money for this. You don't need a status quo in life for this. You just need to get hungry. You just need to get thirsty. When you're hungry in the natural, when you're thirsty in the natural, you stop somewhere and you get food. Why spiritually do we make a decision that we're just going to pull back? When you feel yourself being spiritually hungry and thirsty, why are you not filling yourself with the Word of God? Because this is life and health. This is life or death. This is... Those that hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. So my question to you tonight is, how hungry are you? How thirsty are you? Are you willing to lay it down? Are you willing to give it all, to give your life? Are you willing to say, yes, Lord, I'll be your vessel. I'll jump into the river. I'll press in. If there's anybody that's going to press in for God, I'll do it. If there's anybody that's going to see signs, wonders, and miracles, I'll do it. If there's anybody whose hand will be used to spread the tangible presence of God, I will do it. If there's anybody that's going to feed the poor and be used to preach to the poor and get them out of their poverty, I will do it. If there's going to be anybody that sees thousands of souls saved, I will do it. When you think about the weight of eternity and how long that really is, we were having a fire, and Kaylee said, you know, I can't imagine being in this for eternity. And I can't say that I've ever looked at a fire and thought that. But when she said it, the weight of eternity, I felt it. Why in the world would you want somebody to go there? Why in the world, when you walk past somebody that you know I'm supposed to witness to that person, but you ignore them, why in the world do we do that? We need to put our flesh under. We need to make a decision that I will do everything I can to make sure nobody spends eternity in this place. I will do everything I can that when it's time for me to go, I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt, I did that which God called me to do. And I touched the people God wanted me to touch. And I laid hands and God healed the people that I was supposed to lay hands on. It needs to be real to you. And when you get that fire, when you get that Holy Ghost baptism, when you get into the river and you go with the flow of God, these things you'll see daily. Signs and wonders you'll see daily. Signs, wonders, and miracles. It's for today. It's for today. I've seen people healed. There's one woman I remember in Florida. I will never forget her. I will never forget her face. We were soul winning. And it was actually one of the people that I probably wouldn't have gone up to because it looked like her and her boyfriend were having issues, whatever. I didn't want to get in the middle of it. Well, he stepped away and we went and soul won her. And we told her that God loved her and had a great plan for her life. And we asked her the question that if you were to die today, do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you would go to heaven? She said, no, I don't. And she started weeping. And she just, there's people like this every day that we can encounter. And if we're in the river of God, we'll go right to them. We won't miss them. And she's weeping. And she's, we prayed with her. She received Jesus. And afterwards, we prayed for her to receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost and fire. And she got it. I never seen it before where somebody just immediately speaking in tongues just flows. Better than I flow with speaking in tongues. And I had been doing it for 2 or 3 years. And it just came out of her. It just came forth. And next thing you know, she's barely able to stand up speaking in tongues. And me and the guy I was with were like totally shocked at what was happening. And we'd never seen something like this before. And at the end, she's weeping, but this time not for a negative thing. She's weeping, and there's joy, and she's laughing. And she's saying, I've never felt so free. For years, I've had this weight on my shoulders, and it's lifted. I'm gone. It's gone. I feel like I'm on cloud 9. And that was the experience for me to see that this is real. And the people that are hungry and the people that are thirsty will receive it. But are you willing to be the vessel? Are you willing to be the one in the river that lays hands and that prays prayers that even when your unsaved family members need somebody to pray for you, they know who to call? They call you. I need you to pray for me. And when they see that miracle in their life and you're able to witness to them and things start to change and the trajectory of their life starts to change. Who in here has family members that needs to be saved? Who in here does not want their family members and their friends to go to an eternal hell? So make a decision tonight. I'm not saying go scream at them and preach to them tomorrow. That's probably not the best way to do it. But if you'll be a vessel for God, as you win souls and as you're faithful to do what God tells you to do, they will receive salvation. And they will come to the knowledge of God. By your faithfulness, there will be laborers that come across and change their life. So everybody just bow your heads. Close your eyes. Lift your hands. Everyone in here, lift your hands. Father, your word says you are the baptizer of the Holy Ghost and fire. I thank you that you confirm your word with signs, wonders, and miracles. I thank you that everyone in here would not leave the same tonight, but as they walk out this door, there is a power and a boldness on the inside of them to do everything that you have called them to do. Thank you right now in the name of Jesus that they would be filled to overflowing, that there would be fresh infilling, fresh fire, fresh Holy Ghost, big Holy Ghost. And that tonight would be that turning point moment that they would remember, after that night, I was never the same. You will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You will cast out devils. You will set people free. You will win souls. There are people that the weight of eternity is in your hands for their life. Everybody's still with their heads bowed. I heard a story. I believe it was in Chicago. There were meetings taking place, revival meetings. And the minister was up front and he did an altar call. And everyone had come forward and he had a feeling that there were still two more people that had to answer the altar call, that had to be up there. Two more people. And he waited and he waited and he waited. And he said, there's somebody else. There's somebody else. There's somebody else. And finally, two gentlemen came to the front. They prayed the prayer of salvation. They went on their way like any other meeting would take place. The next day, the minister asked where those two gentlemen were, or somebody told them. I just want you to know that those two gentlemen that came forward at that altar call at the end, I believe that one of them was hit by a bus that night and killed. And the next one, I believe it was a drive-by shooting and killed. But they were the two people that they waited for and waited for. And imagine if they had not had been given that opportunity. God is a good God. And he wants the best for you. And if you're here tonight or watching online and you don't know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if something were to happen, if God forbid the worst happened and you're on your way home tonight, and when you laid your head on your pillow tonight, you didn't wake up tomorrow, do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that when you died, you would hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord." And the great thing is, the one who is saved the day of their death, or the one who saved 20 years before they die, they get the same reward. They get the same reward. They still enter into heaven. They still enter into the joy of the Lord. So if that's you tonight, or if you're online, and you need to rededicate your life, maybe you've been ankle deep, maybe you haven't jumped totally into the river, maybe you need to rededicate your life. The storms of life had come, whether it be loss of a loved one, a family divorce, whatever it is. Or you just haven't felt the love of God before and you know that you have never accepted Jesus into your life. Right now is your opportunity. And I want you to pray this with me, with your heart and your lips out loud. Say, "Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me. Cleanse me. Set me free. Jesus, thank you that you died for me. I believe you are risen from the dead. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. Let me never be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen." And everybody still heads bowed. If anybody prayed, do me a favor, just put your hand up. Amen. 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 Are we still online? We love you. Have a great night and week. God bless you. If you're here tonight, can we cut the big lights off now? Make it a little more. I don't have to read anymore.